But nearly 90% of companies have added employee perks since the pandemic began. That's according to Robert Half's 2022 Salary Guide. The annual report lists compensation for more than 500 positions across various industries. From KJZZ's Business Desk, Christina Estes reports on how local recruitment and retention strategies are changing.
You may have heard about companies offering higher pay and bigger signing and referral bonuses. While compensation is important, some employers say the pandemic has pushed workplace culture, flexible schedules, and permanently remote positions to the forefront.
The stressors in the workplace right now are just overwhelming.
Sarah Dione is Human Resources Director for Rogers Corporation. Headquartered in Chandler, the company produces specialty engineered materials in Arizona and around the world.
People are just, you know, angry and mad and, you know, disappointed and sad. And we've got to figure out how to work through some of that too, because otherwise people are going to be in the workplace for a short period of time and then they're just jumping for the money because it doesn't matter anymore.
During a webinar hosted by the Greater Phoenix Economic Council, Dione joined others to discuss hiring efforts. She says a long, drawn-out process doesn't work when practically everyone is recruiting.
So you have to ensure you've got the right team of people in front of these candidates, right? Are they selling your organization when you're doing the interviews?
Tempe-based Carvana, an electronic commerce company that sells used cars, relies heavily on video showcasing a day in the life of workers, along with employee testimonials.
People are looking for so much more from their jobs.
With nearly 1,500 current openings nationwide, Carvana recruiters are under intense pressure. If they don't have enough workers to cover IT, customer care, vehicle inspections, and deliveries, they can't sell their cars. Chiara Hughes with Carvana says they advertise through radio, print, billboards, and in less traditional ways.
Like, I'll get an ad to put like our name on the back of a napkin holder in a cafe in rural Indiana. I'm like, put our name on a napkin dispenser, right? So I wish I were kidding, I'm not.
We now are almost looking for needles in the haystack.
Michael Stavros leads business development for M Culinary, which provides catering and hospitality services. He says the food and beverage industry has been losing employees to jobs that have more regular hours.
In the hospitality industry, we were grinders, and we realized that we were literally grinding people out of the job.
About 5 years ago, Stavros says his company changed how they viewed and treated workers. They asked for feedback, listened, and acted on it. They created a mobile app for employees, added free daily lunches, and launched a community service club, results they can share during the hiring process.
Our applicants are quizzing us. What are we doing to help the community? What are we doing to help our own employee base?
At Carvana, Chiara Hughes says they're promoting perks more than ever, including what they call passion projects. That's when employees submit community service ideas and the company funds them.
We figure our employees are smart and capable and they're very invested in these things. So we should let them run it. And then we support them by advertising it and spreading the word.
While job seekers have more leverage in the current market, history tells us it won't last forever. Despite today's challenges, Michael Stavros doesn't want to go back to the way things were.
I hope it actually, we take the best of what it was and combine it with the best of what we're learning now and keep moving forward with it and hopefully end up stronger as an industry and stronger as a shared community as a result.
With no official end to the pandemic in sight, there's still time for more creativity, innovation, and lessons learned. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.